This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, hour number four, Ben and Woods. Normally, we do it to our Tier 1 tour of Major League Baseball teams. We will get to that in a moment. The Detroit Tigers are today's focus, but we're going to tour the Padres a little more at this moment as we go out to Peoria, Arizona, where we are joined by the UT and Fox Sports San Diego's Annie Heilbrunn, who is there covering the Padres, was at the Cactus League opener yesterday at the Peoria Sports Complex with us here on Ben and Woods. Good morning, Annie.
Good morning, Ben and Woods. How are you guys?
Good. How's your hair? Is it still windy there?
It's still in my head, thankfully. But, you guys, it was so windy. I feel like I have inhaled so much dust. You know what I mean?
Go ahead. Windy. Oh, well, I was just going to say, jealousy doesn't even begin to describe, you know, watching you out there talking to fans and watching.
Woods would have
the game.
Us out there the entire month doing shows if we could.
If I had every my choice. Day. It has nothing to do with the 3-year-old and the 3-month-old either. I just want to be out there amongst the people. Was it cool? Was it interesting? Was it surreal, Annie, to see some people actually out there enjoying the game?
Yeah, it was all of the above. You know, at first you're kind of like, everything feels normal, but then you remember, no, wait, it's not normal. And there was, you know, in a stadium like that, and I'm sure that if fans get to be at Petco, it'll feel the same way. There's just not a lot of them. So then you see some and you kind of think maybe it's a midweek game or something. But it was weird. It was kind of weird to be among people. There were fans that I saw there that I hadn't seen in a year, you know, that I had seen roaming around Petco over a year ago, you know. So in a sense, you're like, oh, my gosh, people. Like, you're like, you haven't seen those people in a while, and I'm sure this is how fans will feel when they see each other again. It's just weird to be around people again, kind of, you know? So all of the above, but it was, despite the wind, despite the cold, it was, you know, it was baseball. You were watching baseball again. The players looked just as excited as can be. I mean, the players looked like they were just eating it up, all of it, the cheering, the heckling, all of it. They loved it, and they were throwing balls into the stands and all kinds of things. So, I mean, from both sides just seemed to absolutely love it. So it definitely made a difference, and I think a lot of people that were out here had a good time, it seemed like.
I'm curious to know, Annie, just kind of in your opinion, did it work? Padres are going to try to get fans in, hopefully by opening day at limited capacity in Petco Park. Did it seem like there was enough room for everyone to kind of maintain social distance and be safe? There weren't any like lines at concession stands. I'm kind of curious as to what it actually looks like in practice out there.
Yeah, I think that it worked to a certain extent. I mean, I saw lines at concession stands. I know people were. They didn't know, or maybe they didn't get the memo that you can't bring in bags. And so people are a little upset about that because the guards don't want to search bags. So I understand that, that, you know, they don't want to touch things, you know? So I think maybe if people, the rules maybe are communicated better, that would help probably. That was the biggest gripe that I heard. And then, you know, there are some people that aren't wearing masks. But there was a lot of space, you know, there was a lot of space, and I never felt like I was crowded or like I was trying to push through people. There was a lot of room to spread out. I thought they did a really good job on the lawn. of spreading people out into like little pods, little boxes. And I did see in other stadiums where they didn't do that. They didn't make those boxes. So I think that was a good nod to the Peoria Sports Complex for doing that. The security guards seemed to be, you know, trying to make sure everyone was respecting the rules. And I would say for the most part, you know, I would say, you know, 90% of people did. You know, 90% of people seemed to like really respect it. You know, it was another interesting thing. There wasn't a lot of cheering. I think that, I don't know if that was people not wanting to yell maybe, or just kind of, you know, being out of it for a year. You know what I mean? Like just kind of forgetting that we do it, you know? So there were some things like that, but I think so. I mean, I think that there was definitely enough room for people to feel like they were not on top of each other, and I think that was the biggest thing.
And to the game, you know, obviously it's weird, and they can call innings when they want to, essentially. Padres did end up losing the game, finger quotes, losing the game. We're talking to Annie Heilbrunn here on Ben and Woods. And Annie, what, you know, the Will Myers, I saw the highlight of it on Twitter. I listened to it. The home run, the only
home run.
You said
you fell asleep during the Will Myers.
No, I just said I watched it on Twitter, though.
Yeah, you listened.
Oh,
to
I didn't hear that one. I did fall asleep. Thank you, Captain Callout.
Accuracy here.
Jesus. Annie, what jumped out at you? Any pitching performances? You know, how did Morey Holm look? I know struggled a little bit early, but kind of got it dialed in.
I got to be honest with you guys. And Ben.
You fell asleep too?
No, I walked around with my tripod and camera and then edited like a madman. So I didn't see a whole lot. I saw Morey Holm's first inning. I think that I don't think there's just a lot you can take away. I mean, I know that he's looking for a feel, you know, and I know for like guys like Will Myers and Onya, I think it's great because what you want to do in spring training, right, is you want to build confidence and you want to not get hurt. And so I think that, you know, you get off to a good start like that, you start building confidence. And I think that the pitchers are ahead of the hitters right now. I think you got the pitchers out there, you know, throwing higher, you know, high 90s or whatever. And the hitters haven't quite caught up to it yet, which is totally normal in a normal camp like this, you know, a normal year like this. So I think that we're going to see more of that happen and they'll catch up a little bit more. But overall, I think, you know, if you're the Padres, you know, you walk away with some wins there. You obviously have a lot to improve on too, but you walk away with some wins as far as confidence and guys just starting to get their timing back and things like that.
Talking to our friend Annie Heilbrunn in Peoria, Arizona, Union Tribune multimedia reporter. And I wanted to ask you kind of, how does it, I know it's different. Like, you know, Woods, when we were there at spring training last year, we could sit, like go onto the field. We almost got hit by a couple of overthrown baseballs. They're not letting even the media
that
close anymore. Can you get a sense for the vibe, though, still, you know, with the players and how it's going kind of so far in spring training? Or is it much harder to do that now this year?
Yeah, totally. Like, okay, so, you know, as everyone probably knows by now, we can't go in the clubhouse and things like that. But we can watch from behind the fences. And you know what? There is. You can feel a different vibe. You really can. I think Will put it best where it's like they're not hoping that they come in and win this year. They are good, that they know they're good. And you just feel it. It's honestly been really loose. A lot of good drills, a lot of good work that they're doing, a lot of hard work that they're doing. But gosh, like, you know, Hosmer is razzing everyone out there. And, you know, Tatis, you can hear him laugh, you know, across the field. And a lot of just like trash talk between the players, which is what you want and love. And just you can definitely feel a heightened intensity, but also just a good camaraderie out there. And I think that that's like, you know, kind of really working for them right now is, you know, this idea of the expectations being higher, but also we're going to play our ball. We're going to be loose. We're going to keep things loose and have fun. And I really think that they don't want to get away from that. They don't want to let things get so intense, the expectations so high that they get away from what worked from them last year. So yeah, you definitely can feel a different vibe. And you guys know certainly in years past that teams did not feel that way, that the rosters that they had did not feel that way. So there's a different feel this year.
How about Jace? I know you got a Zoom call with him coming up in a few minutes. He does one every morning. Not that he was ever uncomfortable looking last year. I mean, he fit in pretty well right away. It's hard to forget. I mean, the guy's only managed 60 big league games plus, you know, six more in the playoffs in his entire career. He'd normally be, you know, barely a third of the way through his first season as a big league manager. We already kind of think of him as kind of the guy, oh, yeah, give a veteran skipper, Jace Tingler. He's not. But then again, he kind of acts like he is. Anything you've kind of noticed different, same about Jace this spring training?
Yeah, I like to joke that we cannot call Jace a veteran skipper until he has to meet in person with the media 2 times a day.
Yeah, fair
and
enough.
After you get through a season of that, then you get the award. No, he definitely does look comfortable. And gosh, to your guys' point, I think it's the whole coaching staff. You know, they brought back really the same coaching staff. These guys have a year under their belt. They were so new last year. There was so much newness last year as far as working together, trying to figure out each other's roles, trying to, you know, mesh the old with the new and everything. And this year they come back and they just, you know, they have such a foundation. Even though last year was shorter, by doing the summer camp at Petco, last year's spring training, and then all the work they did in the shutdown time to bring people together. You know, Jace has said it before. I really think that that helped them kind of. They grew closer during the shutdown. So I really think that they're coming back with a good foundation. And yeah, absolutely. Jace seems more comfortable. He always seemed, you know, confident and willing to step into whatever the job entailed. But he does seem more comfortable, and the whole coaching staff really seems more comfortable and just more, you know, meshes together well and getting along, you know, with the player as well. And so there's a good foundation that they built last year.
Finally, Annie, are there any new chain restaurants in Peoria I should know about?
Good God. Red Lobster's open. Jesse Agler texted us a Red Lobster.
So classic. Just kind of a surreptitious picture of the Red Lobster I got texted to me the other day.
There's no rules out there.
I have not gone in the restaurants because I've stayed away. I've stayed out of the restaurants. I don't see any new ones, but I will tell you this. They are as busy as ever here, okay? There's definitely...
Good and bad.
Good and bad. You don't get the sense of much of a shutdown over here. So I'll tell you that there's quite a bit of traffic and busyness at the restaurants and on the streets. But they're all here waiting for you guys when the time is right. I'll tell you that.
All right, well, say
2022, it looks like.
Say hi to Jace for us here coming up, and say hi to Red Robin for me as well.
Yeah. Red Robin!
Thanks,
that's,
Annie.
That's a goodie.
Hey, Schwartzkies.
Take care. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Annie.
Annie Hobrin from the Union Tribune from Peoria, Arizona.
Yeah, we're sitting there on Saturday. My phone buzzes, and it's a text from Jesse Agler. Paul's on it. Ben's on it. And all it is just the outside of Red Lobster. And I died. I died laughing. So good. This is your shtick now.
He's far too clever.
He is.
That Jesse Agler. And then you tweeted... Because he asked during the game. He tweeted out during the game.
Yeah.
Q&A, open Q&A, just in the thread. We'll answer some questions live on the air, me and Tony. And you had the temerity to tweet him, Ben or Woods.
Put him right on the spot.
Now, I don't think he answered that one.
He didn't. He didn't.
And I tweeted later, just let me have Jesse.
Please. Fine. Who do I get?
Just let me have Jesse.
I get Brian O'Grady.
You can have Brian O'Grady.
Okay, I'll take Brian O'Grady.
He's looking sharp so far.
Looking good, picking machine yesterday.
Start at first base yesterday. If that doesn't tell you that he's already pretty high on the on the coach's list of guys to keep an eye on.
Eric Hosmer is shaking right now. I'm coming for your job, Hosmer. I saw your workout regimen in the offseason.
Hosmer, is that Scottish?
You look like a high schooler. Hosmer in that press conference, it's not the most appealing shirt that he wore, and he's very pale, and he looks very skinny. You see Manny, and they're just all like shredded and yoked, and then there's Hosmer, who, frankly, looks like me in a tank top just at his press conference, so...
If you'd like to see what he looks like, just go to our Instagram.
Just go to our Instagram page. There's 7,000 pictures of him.
I hate to tell you that Irishmen are generally fairly pale themselves.
That's fair.
As well.
Brian O'Grady is pretty yoked.
Yeah, yes, he is.
Looks good.
From what I've seen. All right, Woodsy, we have some real or fake coming up. We still haven't qualified anyone yet for the month of March. It is March 1st for our new Vegas getaway. To the Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino. Have a couple of meals that go along with that. We'll play that game coming up. Plus, our Tier 1 tour, a few minutes delayed because of our conversation with Annie, but we'll shift gears, move over to the AL Central this week, and we'll start with the Detroit Tigers, everybody's favorite big league team from the Detroit area.
Are we doing that here, right now?
No, that's next.
Next.
Ben and Woods.
I have thoughts.
Check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan.